Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, over the past couple of days, and today's Wednesday, right? Monday, Tuesday, I didn't have a show. So much stuff going on with me. I had things to do in the mornings on both days. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I'm apologizing to you guys for not being on the show, you know, daily. But it's just, I know you guys understand, it's just things that go on, things you have to take care of, business that you have to take care of. And I'm on this weird shift, and swing shift, where I go in early afternoon and I have to get business done in the mornings. So if I have to get out somewhere and get some business done, I have to get out early and get it done and then get back home and get ready for work. So over the last couple of days, I've been taking care of some business things and just wasn't able to do the show, and I apologize. But I'm here today. I'm here for the rest of the week, and we're ready to go. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244, and tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, our sponsor, guys, is a very professional accounting firm, and now is the time that towards the end of the year is the time when people start to try to get their tax papers in order so they can get the filing and all this, you know, kind of stuff. So if you could give them a call and help and let them help you with that so that you can get everything in order and have a great return if you're entitled to one. Have a great return and take care of your business. 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you're online right now on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow this show on a daily basis. Now, if you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. The show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing and become friends of the show, as well as Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Now, so whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, today's show, guys, is funny to me. And the reason I say that is because I was talking to some people about old school wrestlers. You know, a lot of people don't know about old school wrestlers. Now, back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, you had these old school wrestlers. A lot of these guys have probably died off by now, or I'm sure a lot of them haven't. But I wanted to talk about these old school wrestlers and how dirty they were back in the day. Nowadays, you see a little bit of, you see a little bit of blood here and there, but mostly you're seeing these gigantic guys in there, you know, tossing each other around and dropping them on tables and hitting them with chairs and things like that. But back in the day, I know a lot of you guys remember that back in the day, they were doing the same thing, dropping guys on tables, hitting them with chairs and all that. But at the same time, that you know, they got bloody as well. Now, I know you guys, I have some younger listeners and middle-aged and, of course, older listeners. And if you guys are like my age or maybe a little bit older or maybe just a little bit younger, you might know some of these wrestlers. Now, one of them probably at the top of my list is Abdullah the Butcher. Abdullah the Butcher was a gigantic man, supposedly, and I say supposedly, from Sudan, Africa. Okay? Abdullah the Butcher was not from Sudan, Africa. As a matter of fact, Abdullah the Butcher lives right here in the metro Atlanta area. And he's alive and well right now. As a matter of fact, I told a friend of mine from Columbus that if he ever wanted to see Abdullah the Butcher, he'd probably have a great chance of seeing him right here in Atlanta at his restaurant. Abdullah the Butcher owns a restaurant in the what we call the Ben Hill area of Atlanta. And he's there a lot. You know, you can go in there, and sometimes you'll see him sitting at the end of the counter. And you can go up and talk to him. And then he's got all these pictures and stuff on the wall where from his wrestling days and all this, and it will amaze you if you knew who Abdullah the Butcher was. And, you know, but Abdullah the Butcher was one of the most feared wrestlers in wrestling, right? He was one of the most feared wrestlers in wrestling. And even today, you can see all the scratches on his forehead from where, you know, he was in some of these bloody wrestling matches, okay? And like I said, he was one of the most feared wrestlers in the whole entertainment business, whatever you want to call it, okay? A lot of people say, that was fake, Frank. Well, probably so. But at the same time, they made it look very real, and they made good money doing it. And just, you know, just like the guys today, they make it seem very real, and they make great money doing it, okay? Abdullah the Butcher probably wouldn't last today, you know, if he was in wrestling doing what he did back in the day. But I tell you, there would be a lot of scared folks, scared wrestlers today, just like it was back in the day. Abdullah the Butcher was one of the most feared guys in wrestling, but he was dirty. I mean, he was a dirty wrestler. All right, he didn't talk to anyone, and like I said, supposedly he was crazy or from Sudan, Africa, didn't understand English and you know, wanted to kill everybody, looking all crazy, had his eyes bugged, big old fat man, you know, had, you know, he had titties, okay? That's how fat he was. He had breasts, okay? I won't say titties. He had breasts, okay? That's how fat he was. And then when he fight, he'd reach in his pants and pull out this, look like a piece of wood or something. I call it a shank. He'd pull out that shank and stick you in the throat. And guys would fall out and tumble all over the ring, and they, you know, they be feeling bad. And he was big time. He won a lot of matches, all right? Then you look back Y'all remember Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant is 7 foot four, 450 pounds, size 28 shoe, and he was one of the most feared men in wrestling. Andre the Giant wasn't really dirty. He didn't really have to be dirty. He was so big that no one could beat him. He'd come in the ring and he'd step over the top rope. Okay, he'd step over the top ring rope into the ring. And then he, you know, of course, no one was as big as him. So he had these little bitty white men that usually he fought. And get this. Now, we used to watch wrestling on, I can remember, on Saturday mornings or Saturday afternoons. We used to watch wrestling. And Andre the Giant, when he was on there, it was just amazing to sit there and watch this huge man, and he just pummel people. And he also was the king of the battle royals. They had what they called a battle royal was a match where they had a bunch of wrestlers in there, and you know, the last man standing won the match. And he was the king of that. And, of course, when everybody got in there and started fighting, you had three or four guys that went after him. You know, one on four went after him and tried to tear him down. But you see him over there, and get this. Picture this now. Yeah, they're in the ring, and you got 15 guys in the ring, okay? And you got Andre the Giant in there, and you got four guys in a corner, got him cornered in the corner, trying to grab him, because if you threw somebody over the top rope, they were out, okay? So they were in the corner trying to grab him and trying to get his legs up and throw him over the top rope. You see all four of them on him. And then all of a sudden, he'd get mad, and he'd just throw all four of them across the ring at one time. I mean, he was huge. And he was one of the most feared wrestlers in all of wrestling. Then you had, y'all remember, the Sheik. The Sheik was dirty. He was a dirty wrestler, and he would burn you. And I don't know where he would. I guess he had a lighter, a cigarette lighter, or something in his pants. And when he got you to a certain point, or you were getting the best of him, he'd go down in the corner, and then you'd come to the jump on him, and he'd turn around, and he'd have this flame in his hand, and poof, he'd burn you in the face, and guys would fall. guys would fall out, and they'd roll around, you know, real fast. They'd be rolling around like, oh, my God, he burned me. and that was the end of that match. They disqualify him, but he was dirty like that. The Sheik and Abdullah the Butcher were one of the two of the most feared men in wrestling. Then y'all remember Dusty Rhodes. Now Dusty Rhodes was supposedly a good guy. He wasn't a real dirty wrestler, but he was one of the fan favorite. And then y'all remember Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt Patterson was a black guy. He wasn't dirty. He was one of the good guys. But Thunderbolt was charismatic. Everyone liked Thunderbolt Patterson. Then you had y'all remember Tony Atlas. Tony Atlas was a black guy. He was a big bodybuilder. He had these huge arms and muscles everywhere, and he pick guys up and put them over his head and throw them across the ring, and then you had y'all remember the white guy named Dick Slater. Dick Slater was a crybaby. He'd always cry about how people, you know, did him wrong and all this, but he was one of the bad guys. Then you had the Anderson brothers. Y'all remember the Anderson brothers? The Anderson brothers were two weird looking white guys. One of them didn't talk supposedly, and the other one talked, but they were dirty. They do things where when the referee had his back turned, they'd all get in the ring, but they both would get in the ring and they'd be jumping on one of the guys. They were always tag team. You didn't see them apart. But, you know, one of them be in there fighting, and then the referee turned his back. The other one would jump in, and they beat the hell out of this guy, and you know, until the referee made one of them get out of the ring. And that was one of their strategies. Then you had, if you guys know some of these wrestlers, think of some of these old school wrestlers, call into the show, 818-301-5834, and give me your old school wrestlers. Then we had wrestling number two, wrestling number one. Now, wrestling number two is the guy that we saw the most. We didn't see wrestling one too much, but wrestling number two was the one who was here in Atlanta that we saw all the time. Now, wrestling number two, he was, you know, he wore a mask. He was a white guy that wore a mask, right? So no one knew who he was. So he'd be in the ring. He'd be fighting. He was a good guy. He was one of the guys that people liked, all right? Now, wrestling number two, he'd give you these knee lifts. He'd knock you down, and then you'd be all groggy trying to get up, and he'd go to the other side of the ring and throw his hands in the air, and then as you getting up, he'd stroll across the ring and pow, smack you with that knee, smack you in the face with that knee, and knock you back. And that was his signature move, okay? Wrestling number two. But if you mess with his mask, if you get him down and you start trying to get that mask off, oh, man, he'd have a fit. He'd have a fit. He didn't like for you to mess with his mask. And after the match, I remember one time, I know I'm getting excited, but I remember one time, sometimes he'd fight and someone would try to take his mask off. Then after the match, he'd go out to the announcer. Y'all remember the announcer, Gordon Soley. Gordon Soley was a little frail-looking little white man, looked like he drank a lot. That he was the announcer on Saturday mornings. So wrestling number two, after you mess with his mask, he'd go out to Gordon Soley, and he'd just go, wow. He'd be spitting all over the microphone. Hey, Gordon Soley, I tell you, I'll kill a man. He'd try to take off my mask. He'd be spitting everywhere. He'd be so excited, so mad. And but that was wrestling number two. Then you had, y'all remember, what was the other? It was another guy named Big Ray Candy. He was a big old black guy that kind of fat and dark, real dark skin. Ray Candy was another one, but he was a good guy. Then you had Ernie Ladd. Big Ernie Ladd supposedly played pro football back in the day. He was like 6'9", big old man, big old shoe, all this, and he'd sling you in the corner, you'd come off, and he'd stick that big old shoe right in your face and knock you out. Right? this serious business. A lot of people, you know, a lot of the younger folks don't believe what I'm saying right here. You know, they're like, man, I don't believe that. You know, but this is what they did. These are the characters they had in wrestling back in the day. Then y'all remember these guys used to come in the ring. They wore masks. Big old white guys wore like these. They always wore these football shoulder pads. and the shoulder pads had these huge spikes that stuck out on the top of them. And these guys come in the ring and everybody scatter. You know, the guys they were gonna fight, they immediately jumped out of the ring and were like, "Get them to take them spikes off before I get back in the ring." Those were the Road Warriors. They called them the Road Warriors. And those guys were, they were bad news, and but they were, they kicked some butt when they were, when they were wrestling. And then you had a guy who would, who would y'all remember the guy who would give you the heart punch? They call, they call him Stan Stasiak. He get you weary. then he clip your arm behind your head, you know, where your heart be exposed, and then bam, he hit you in the chest and you fall out like you, like you had a heart attack. He called that the heart punch. And he put you out. He would put you out. Now I have a caller up on the show from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 353. From the 678 area code, the first three digits are 353. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning. Happy holiday to you.
Thank you, bud.
I want to weigh in on a couple of wrestlers I heard, the ones you was calling out.
Okay.
Abdul the Butcher, and the Sheik, they're right at the top of the list, and I just started laughing when you named them first.
Yeah.
Those guys used to be terrors in the ring.
Terrors,
but I got,
man,
a couple more that I was thinking about. You was talking about Mr. Wrestling Number 1 and Mr. Wrestling Number 2. You remember they used to have them battles with the assassins. The Assassin 1 and Assassin 2.
Them
big old leotards on.
Yeah.
They come in there and just fight the whole hour. Nobody else even get in the ring.
I remember the assassins.
Yeah. And then there was one more that I was thinking about right off the bat, too. I know he passed away for a year back. His name was Os Baker. Remember Os Baker?
Os Baker, yeah, with the big old mustache.
Yeah, and the bald head.
Yeah.
Means I don't know what.
Yeah, old Os Baker.
He was crazy, too. One of the most entertaining ones that I can remember, too, was JYD. Junkyard Dog.
Yep. Old JYD. I forgot about him.
Yeah. You get in there and start winding them knees up and they hit you with that punch. Boom.
Yeah. Old Junkyard Dog. Yep. And I tell you, it was a few of them, man. It was real entertaining. But, hey, thanks for your call, bud. We just about out of time, but I appreciate your call. And, hey, we'll talk again soon, all right? I'm going to give you a call.
All right.
All right.
Okay, that'll work.
All right.
All right.
So, you know, yeah, that was a few of them that were just, some of these guys were terrors, man. Some of these guys were terrors in the ring. But that's all the time I have for you today, guys. Stay warm. Stay bundled up because it's cold outside. And take care of yourselves. Drink plenty of liquids. Stay warm. And just do your best to keep away from the flu. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. Take care, guys. Join me in the morning. Take care.
By phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. Yeah.